even years ahead of the news cycle. AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.
Today we celebrate the first glorious anniversary of the Information Purification Directives.
Order is the only path to stability.
Compliance is the only path forward.
Alex Jones is a fringe voice and a crackpot. Our unification of thought is more powerful a weapon than any fleet or army on Earth.
We have created, for the first time in all history, a garden of pure ideology. War is peace.
On May 1st, 2026, Alex Jones will launch his new network, and you will see that the answer to 1984 is still and will always be 1776.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the Resistance.
The globalists think they've had a victory shutting down a URL, InfoWars. The InfoWar belongs to the people. The war on for the mind is universal, and we are witnessing the great awakening of populism and the fourth turning right now. If you think the New World Order's been exposed so far for their Epstein pedophile rings, warmongering, and more, you ain't seen nothing yet. And the next chapter in the InfoWar starts now at AlexJonesLive.com. That is the coordinates of the tip of the spear in the Resistance. And also go to AlexJonesApp.com to download on Android and Apple our app for free, to watch the show, to see our latest news reports, and more. Whatever you do, save and share those URLs, AlexJonesLive.com and AlexJonesApp.com. Take action now, Paul Revere's. You're unstoppable, and the globalists are going down.
Texas, the U.S. resistance against a global corporate combine empowered and funded by Communist China, allied with the big mega banks that set up Communist China in 1949. The Communist Chinese have taken control of U.S. telecommunications infrastructure. The Communist Chinese have taken control of Hollywood. The Communist Chinese have taken control of the main universities. This is all confirmed. This is not a drill. Big Tech in Silicon Valley is almost completely run by the Communist Chinese government. They've officially become state-run. Apple, 100%. Google is now making the transition and announcing a merger and total worldwide censorship. They are now beta testing, using me as the straw man, a demonized version of Alex Jones, to do that. This is happening. This is not like the other probes before that were meant to get you used to probes and censorship, thinking you would adapt to censorship by just putting up with it. Now this attack is thousands and thousands and thousands of times the magnitude of all previous attacks. This is a titrated dose, reverse psychological warfare operation using adapt and overcome, subversion, paradigm manipulation. In layman's terms, they are manipulating the fact that we adapt to being oppressed. We adapt to being pressed with the low dosages of oppression. Now when the megaton hits us of the total takeover, we try to adapt to the poison infusion instead of not knowing it's a lethal dose if we accept the dose. Total Internet of Things integration, global social score, complete command and control system. It is the virtual reality AI weapon system now attacking the United States, with traitors inside the major security agencies blocking Trump's resistance of the program and attempting to stop us from removing the tentacles of the Chi-Com / Big Tech Banking Combine emergency situation. I have been chosen for destruction because I brought you this information and have been battering, ramming it out as much as I can. They want to double use me, as they always do in any complex system of mathematical deception, where every angle of my good is turned against us. So they take what I've said, being sincere, build me into an insincere person in the straw man. I'm a person that cares about life and children and is against these wars. And so they make me a herder of children. And then they build me into this lie to then set the distraction while they're actually censoring all of you to make a debate about Alex Jones. So even if I didn't sell out to them, they now use me as an archetype to serve them by being the main distraction. I have now been captured by the enemy in the information warfare fulcrum and is being used against you. Only your full understanding of this key will break you free from this paradigm. I have given you the transmission. Now break free.
I have sworn upon the altar of God eternal hostility against every form of tyranny over the mind of man. Thomas Jefferson. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Whatever the future may hold, InfoWars will always live forever. The fight will continue. Be sure to follow us on X at RealAlexJones and at AJNLive. And now you can download the number one news app in the world. Go to AlexJonesApp.com and let the Democrat Deep State Party know that we will never be silenced.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance, rallying patriots worldwide. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
All right, now we're down in the podcasting studio area at the Alex Jones Network. We got new, bigger studios, even better than the original InfoWars being built. Here in a few months, Matt Hazen's a really smart guy. I've known about him for years, but got to be a good friend of his. He comes down from Missouri on a regular basis. We work out and, you know, meet and train. We had a nice hike this morning. He's the CEO of Human Consciousness Support. And then also Edward Zoll, who I've known about for a long time, the producer of Died Suddenly and so much more. He had a big crew out this morning. Amazing watching a guy on a high-tech Segway with a huge camera rig while we're, like, jogging down the road, you know, and the Segway going over rocks in the woods. It looked like it was like a robot or something, but it was a human. So that was a lot of fun. And, of course, you're at, you know, here with us to cover all that at Died Suddenly and Real Edward Zoll, S-Z-A-L-L. I was wanting you guys, when you came to town, just to meet about other stuff to come on, and I roped you in here to get here, so thank you. You guys have such general knowledge about everything, about what's happening with the UFO hysteria, what's going on with the roll of the poison shots. You're also working on a major project I've seen all over the news. I didn't know that was you, with Mount Ararat in Turkey and in Noah's Ark, which if you look at it, looks just like it. It just, they keep digging up everything that's in the Bible. This is just crazy. So there's so much to get to, and obviously the Hunter virus and all of that, suddenly, like we thought last week, it looks like a stage deal with a ship. Now it's popping up all over the world, 18,000 miles apart. And the UN saying, give up all your rights. This is, COVID 2.0, wear a mask, pass the UN controlled treaty. I mean, this is really just a crazy time to be alive. So first off, why don't you both, starting with Edward Zoll, introduce yourself, the audience, people that may not know you, and then Matt Hazen, just your general knowledge, how you got into this and how you went down the rabbit hole here. Because I know you particularly, Edward, your background goes back so many things I've known about and covered. That's why I recognized you when I met you a few years ago and they got to know you, like, because I've seen you. You've been around for a while, and same thing with Matt Hazen. And then what do you want to plunge into first, the Hunter virus, the UFOs? What do you want to get into first?
Well, I think generally all of this is part of the same PSYOP. Right. You've been speaking about this first couple hours today.
Raise your mic up a little bit, thanks.
You've been speaking about this a lot today, about how the government is trying to distract us away from the real issues. I mean, the government itself is literally in free fall. Right. And you look at the Hunter virus. I mean, it doesn't surprise any of us that one, Moderna already has a vaccine, an mRNA vaccine in trial, right? That they started doing that in 2020.
Last year.
Yeah. Last year. I mean, well, they were really good at guessing these things. In addition to that, they already have started.
Yeah, like three deaths a year, and they got it in production the last 2 years.
Yeah. I mean, how much does a vaccine cost? $100 million? That's quite a hell of a bet. Right. But you look at how they push this out at the same time that the Iran war is going off the rails. And you think about this, Alex. President Trump, he has been unable to bring apart a ceasefire in any form. Right. I don't want to accuse them of this, but, you've made me out to be quite a conspiracy theory-minded individual. Could it be the Hunter virus is a distraction, maybe from the U.S. oligarchy, to try to open up the straits? And the crazy theory would be is they can't get the Iranians to back down. They can't get the U.S. to back off a blockade. But if the straits needed to be open for medical personnel, medical supplies to be sent forward, then, you know, what would happen is, well, they're going to just have to open up the straits for, the survival of humanity, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's one of those things that everybody would it makes the war stop. They say, hold on, we got something bigger right now. We have another pandemic that comes in. So maybe the Americas can't get Israel, a lot of things happening where they can't stop their own war, but this gives them the excuse that they need.
Well, now the latest is in New Jersey. There's two cases that have supposedly popped up, even though they haven't isolated it, even though we don't actually have any proof that hantavirus exists. But two cases now in New Jersey that have essentially, they say, came from a transmission from humans that were on this cruise vessel, right? It's just setting the tone again, maybe for the next pandemic, right? A pandemic which President Trump was there for the first one. He'll be there for the second one.
We have the UN head out running around saying, see, you should pass our treaties. You should give us full control.
Well, the UN treaties and everything that comes from the globalist kind of infrastructure, everything we're experiencing.